Welcome to the Global Missions Inc. podcast. Today's episode features Mervyn Sunbow.
Let this be a new day. Let this be a new night. Let this be a new beginning. The Lord is here, and He is here to bless, and He is here to heal. He is here to set free, because He is the deliverer. Hallelujah. He is the conqueror. He is above all, and He is in you. I'd like to leave you with a couple of scriptures. And if you have your Bible with you, I think you should turn to them. And if you haven't got them underlined or highlighted, I guess you don't do those things anymore, because you've got them on your computer or your phone. Well, you can highlight on your phone, I suppose. Do whatever you want, but I want you to be able to get back to them. That's all I care. Be able to get back to these scriptures. And I think this applies to young people just as much as it does to those of us who are older. The first one is in Romans 8:11. Now, I'm going to be reading from the Phillips tonight, or reading this scripture from the Phillips. But if you have another translation, it'll have the same idea in it, where it says, "Nevertheless, once the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead lives within you, He will, by that same Spirit, bring to your whole being new strength and vitality." Other translations use quickening, making alive, new strength, vitality. To what? To these mortal bodies. Amen. That's your body. That's my body. That's what we walk around in from day to day and from point A to point B. We know quite a bit about these bodies of ours, and we sure know when they don't function quite right. At least I do, because I remember when it did function right. You young people may not know what I'm talking about. I remember Brother York said to me one time, I would judge that I'd be around in my 50s maybe. And he said to me, I suppose he's in his 70s, "Age is the biggest challenge I've ever had." I didn't know what he was talking about. I know what he's talking about today. I know it in technicolor. But do you believe that the Spirit of God dwells in you? That it was that Spirit that raised Christ from the dead? If that Spirit dwells in you, this scripture says that the Spirit will quicken or make alive your mortal body. My wife and I, in our devotions each morning, quote this scripture quite often, and other scriptures that talk about the healing for our bodies. I think we need to remind ourselves what is in the scriptures. I think we need to remind ourselves of the promises of God, of what He says He will do for you and for me, and that he will do it tonight. Yes. Hallelujah. You know, we sometimes, I think, push things into the future a little bit too far. God is the God of now. Oh yes, he was the God of yesterday. He'll be the God of tomorrow, but he is the God of now. And he will meet us in the now. Do you believe it? Amen. Another scripture that I'd like to leave with you is this. It's found in Isaiah 53:5. I'll read from the 5th verse on down to the 6th. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. By the stripes that Jesus suffered on Calvary's tree, we are healed. Not only did he look after our sins on Calvary, he looked after our sicknesses and our diseases, mine and yours. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him, on Christ, the iniquity of us all. You see, there are both things in that scripture. Both, he took care of our sin, and he took care of our sicknesses. Notice in that scripture, it says, by his stripes we are healed. The present tense. Over in Peter, 1 Peter, it says, 2:24, pardon me. Who himself, that is Christ, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, on Calvary, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Past tense. Are healed in the Isaiah. We're healed in 1 Peter. Pretty well takes care of it all, doesn't it? The present and the past. One place it says we. This in here, it says, in Peter, it says you. Personal. You were healed. Praise the Lord. As I thought about this afternoon, this thought came to me. What part of these scriptures don't we understand? What is there here that we don't understand? Is this complicated? Is this something in our finite minds have no ability to comprehend? Maybe it's something like we've all said to our children, a part of no, don't you understand? This is pretty simple stuff, brothers and sisters. It's straightforward and it is clear. God will heal. God does heal. We can look for his healing. And I don't think it matters how many times you've been prayed for in the past. I don't think that matters. He's here tonight. And he can heal tonight, just as when he walked this earth and healed them, everyone. He looked at the multitude and he had compassion for them and he healed them. Same Jesus. Same Jesus today as walked the earth in those days. Before I sit down, I just feel to turn to this passage of Scripture. There could be many passages of Scripture to turn to. I'd like to go back into Kings, if I can find it. 2 Kings 5. There was a fellow called Naaman. I'll start at the first verse. It'll take me a little bit of time to read this, but I think I should read it. Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master. Because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria, he was also a mighty man of valor. But he had a problem. He was a leper. I don't know a thing about leprosy. I just know this, I don't want it. He was a leper. He was a mighty man, he was an honorable man, but he had a problem. And the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Then she said to her mistress, "If only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." And Naaman went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus said the girl who is from the land of Israel." Then the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, "Now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman my servant to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy." And it happened, when the king of Israel read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks a quarrel with me." In other words, the king didn't want a thing to do with it, did he? Washed his hands of it. "I can't handle this. I can't deal with this." Have you ever felt that way? I have, I'll tell you. Many times. And of course, we're not able to handle it. But we know somebody who can. This very night, as these brethren are up here praying, they probably felt, "We can't handle this. But we'll go to the one who can." So it was when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Please let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." Then Naaman went with his horses and chariot, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." He didn't even go out to see him. He sent his messenger out. And Naaman wasn't very pleased about it. But Naaman became furious and went away and said, "Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy." Naaman's got another problem, I'll tell you. And that is his pride. He not only has leprosy, he's got pride that he's got to deal with. And then he goes in the 12th verse and he says, could we not go to the rivers of Damascus? I can't pronounce them. And better than the waters of Israel? The Jordan? The dirty Jordan? But you see, that's what the prophet said. And that's what Naaman had to do. Sometimes I think we get sidetracked or distracted by how we think things should go. How we think God should move. God moves the way He wants to move in the time that He wants to move, and we need to accept it. And what Naaman needed to do was just accept what the prophet said. Go and dip 7 times in the Jordan and you will be healed. And what did it say? It says, could I not wash in them, these other rivers, and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. He's not happy. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean? So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan. I think he still has his pride. I don't think that pride just disappeared. But he did what he was instructed to do. According to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Hallelujah. Tonight, just before I ask you to come, if you choose to come, it's a choice that you make. If you choose to come, I want to say this. There may be some here tonight that need healing, that feel for some reason you just don't want to come to the front. Maybe you're feeling a little bit timid. There's some reason you just don't want to come. I want to tell you that God is able for you too, right in your seat. If I could tell you just a real quick little story, some of you have heard this before, but I got to remember there are young people here tonight who, the last time I told it, you were just about this high. Now you've grown up, and you wouldn't remember it. You older people will. I was sitting way at the back, about as far back as I could get. One night, I'm a young man. Pretty hard to believe, isn't it? I was in my 20s. That night, they were praying for those who wanted the infilling of the Spirit. I'd heard about it. I didn't know very much about it. I was a little bit afraid of it. And people were up at the front and getting filled with the Spirit. And as it was concluding, whoever was leading the meeting said, if you're here tonight and you didn't come to the front, you can be filled right where you are. And I'm thinking, he's starting to talk my language. I had been sitting down. And I stood up. And I raised my hands in the air. And bam! The Spirit of God came upon me. And I began to speak in that heavenly language. He met me. This guy who didn't know very much, who didn't even understand it, right where I sat that night. It can happen to you as well. Many of you will come, and that's fine. But there may be some who say, for some reason, I just don't feel to come up to the front. The main thing, brothers and sisters, is not how it's done. It's the result. It's the result of God's moving. It's the result of God's healing. upon your mortal bodies. We all need, or many of us need, that special touch and that special anointing. It's kind of hard to imagine. We kind of think in terms of, well, we have to have hands laid upon us. There's a routine to go through. And if we don't go through the routine, chances aren't very good that God's going to deal with me, to look after my problem. What Wayne is referring to is in the scripture where it says that the very shadow of Peter fell upon some, and that shadow healed them. Well, was it Peter's shadow that did the healing? Of course it wasn't. It was the Spirit of the Lord that did the healing. And tonight, God just works through a vessel or vessels. That's all. He is the one that does the healing. I'll never forget a little incident. It spoke to my heart. We were in Saskatoon, and we were at a house party. You know, I don't think there's any Eritreans here tonight. But Saskatoon knows about Eritreans. They like to celebrate. Birthdays, isn't that right, Hudson? Birthdays, the house is full. And we sometimes get invited because, well, we're sort of related. We're at this house party. People all over the place. Finally, Samar made her way over to me and said, "Mervyn, I know this, I don't think this is the place really for this, but there's this lady here who has this sick child. He has a terribly, terribly high fever, and she won't leave me alone because she wants you to pray for him." She said, "I'm sorry, but, you know, can you do something?" I said, "Sure, we can do something. Let's just find a room where there's nobody in it." So she scouted out a room. And I found Bryce in the crowd. And I said, "Bryce, we got to go and pray for this child." So this mother, this dear mother, brought this little child, this little boy, with her into that room. And Bryce and I laid our hands upon that little fellow. And I could tell he was sick. He was sick with a fever. And we prayed for him. You know, sometimes we don't know what the result will be. But a little bit later, I don't think it was even the same day, I was told that that child almost instantly recovered. You know, I got to thinking about that. What was it about that? What was the lesson in that? Have you ever thought about that after somebody has been healed? Is there a lesson here for us? Is there something here that we didn't see before? And the only thing I could think of was the faith of that mother. Never mind the faith of the two fellows that were praying for that child. The faith of that mother would not give up. She came to Bryce two or three or I don't know how many times and said, "I want my child prayed for." She had the faith to believe that her child would be healed if the brethren prayed for him. Hallelujah. Yes, the shadow of Peter fell upon them and they were healed. There are other examples of the same thing. Let's not box the Lord in. It's got to be this way, or it's got to be that way, or it won't work. God works in many ways. His wonders, His miracles, His healing to perform.
If you would like more information about the moving of God's Spirit or resources for your spiritual life, please visit our website at www.globalmissionsinc.org.